This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. John Martin, an oculoplastic surgeon specializing in eye, facial, and neck rejuvenation based in Miami, Florida. Dr. Martin uses the latest technology and procedures, both surgical and non-invasive, to meet his patients' specific needs. Dr. Martin, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. So for starters, what is the best age to begin an anti-aging regime? And is there an age you would suggest someone to stop or not get treatment?
You know, for an anti-aging regime, certainly the first thing we're going to look at is topical preparations, creams, and even at a very young age, you know, we start now, even kids using sunblock, because sun is probably the worst thing for your skin in terms of aging. So even now, starting at, you know, 6 months of age, there are certain creams that people are using to protect their children from the sun. Now, the more powerful anti-aging creams, such as a retinol, usually you would start that, you know, later in life, usually even though in your 20s and 30s, people who have acne, people who are prone to getting pigmentary spots, they can actually start to benefit from a younger age. And I don't think that there's any age where you need to stop these treatments. They really have a cumulative effect in terms of making your skin look good. So once you've started on your anti-aging regime, you really can continue it forever.
And is there a certain age you recommend someone should start and stop receiving treatment?
Well, usually in terms of, you know, a good time to start, let's say, is even in your teens and 20s. That's when you want to start using a good cleanser, a good moisturizer, and any stronger products that you might need if you get any acne. Once you get into your 30s, you're going to want to use either a glycolic acid or retinol. And these products will help to exfoliate the skin and also help with the deposition of new collagen underneath the skin to keep your skin looking healthier, less lined and wrinkled as you age. It also helps decrease any pigmentary spots you might be getting. So once you've started on those, you really want to continue those for the rest of your life. And so we never really tell people to stop their anti-aging regimens. Now, in terms of doing things like procedures like Botox, good time to start that is when you really start to notice the lines. And for some people, let's say the lines in between, the glabella lines up in between the brows, some people, those lines, the 11 line is pretty strong even in their 30s. And so they may want to start then. And you can continue something like Botox or Dysport up until usually into your 60s. After your 60s, usually you're not going to get as much effect from using something like Botox. Doesn't mean you can't try it or keep using it, but probably becomes less effective as you get older.
Who is an ideal candidate, in your best opinion, for anti-aging treatments?
Well, the anti-aging procedures are best for people who are on the younger side, who aren't ready for a surgery. So someone, let's say, in their 40s who has some crow's feet or the deep glabella lines, they're going to benefit from something like Botox or Dysport. It's also an age where people may start to need using fillers, which are another anti-aging procedure that we can do in the office with no cutting. And so you can help fill in the lines and wrinkles, help restructure the cheeks, which will improve the jowls and the nasolabial folds. Now, lasers are certainly another great tool that we have for anti-aging. And for most people, you would start those also in the 40s and 50s, something like intense pulse light to help get rid of brown spots and pigmentary changes, and the tightening lasers like a fractionated CO2 or fractionated erbium. I think the ideal candidate is someone who has
fairer skin,
who's had some sun damage and needs some help just to make their skin look a little bit more vibrant, a little bit less sun damaged. That's sort of the ideal candidate. And someone who's on the younger side who's not really ready for a surgical procedure yet.
What type of treatment is the best to start off with if you've never had anything done before?
The best things to start with are usually some sort of one of the neurotoxins like Botox or Dysport. They, if done correctly, they're pretty much risk-free, and they really can provide a nice and very subtle rejuvenation to the face. It works great to decrease the lines in between the brows. It can also help to lift the outer brow, which frequently starts to fall even at a younger age and can make you look tired and make the eyes look a little bit hooded. And a little bit of Botox or Dysport in the outer brow will help to lift that up. Also works great in the crow's feet area. The other great thing to start with as a best treatment, if you're not someone who is interested or doesn't need Botox, would be a filler. And that's because as we age, a lot of people have either a shift in the volume of the face or actually will lose fat in the face. And what we do with the fillers is try to create that triangular appearance of youth by building up the cheeks, restructuring the cheek area, or you can even fill in the individual lines and wrinkles. So I would say both the neurotoxin and the fillers are the best treatments to start off with, especially if you've never done anything. You can just tailor it so that it's very subtle. And then if you want, you can always add more later.
Today we're with Dr. John Martin, an oculoplastic surgeon specializing in eye, facial, and neck rejuvenation based in Miami, Florida, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Martin, how often and what kind of treatments do you recommend to maintain a youthful look?
Now, the Botox or the Dysport, the neurotoxins, they need to be done about every 3 to 4 months. You want to repeat those treatments before you go back to your baseline. So before all the movement comes back, it's really better to do to repeat the treatment again to keep those muscles from coming back to the full strength that they had before. Fillers will usually last anywhere from 9 months to a year, depending on what you're using. So most people can get a little bit more time out of their fillers. And some of the newer fillers, such as Voluma, may even last a year and a half or 2 years. And it's really based on how quickly you absorb, your body reabsorbs some of the filler, and how much of a correction you want. Another thing that's great to do for skin that's at all damaged is some intense pulse light treatments, and we usually would recommend those about every 6 months to keep the skin looking more even in tone and in texture. Helps decrease any of the little red lines that people get as they age and also gets rid of any brown spots. So those usually about every 6 months.
Certainly helpful information there. And why do some people who get Botox end up looking frozen? How does one achieve a natural look?
You can get frozen by having too much injected. And the most common area you see that is in the forehead. And you always want to maintain a little bit of movement in the forehead so that it looks natural. If you give too much up there, what happens is it looks totally frozen and the forehead actually becomes a little shiny because there's no movement at all and light reflects off of it. Now, some people want that look and some people come in saying they want to be totally frozen. A much more natural way to do this is to use less Botox or Dysport, which will soften the lines without creating a total frozen forehead. And for most patients, that's what they want, a natural but rejuvenated look. So you just need to use a little bit less and make sure you're putting it into the right areas.
And continuing on, at what age and where do wrinkles and fine lines typically appear in men and women?
The first place we usually see fine lines are around the eye, and that's because the skin around the eye is the thinnest skin on the body. And so this is an area where we'll start to see fine lines, the crow's feet, and certainly Botox or Dysport will help with this. The other area where you'll see lines is usually in the forehead, and a lot of people don't like the nasolabial fold, but to me that's not that aging a line because a lot of people have that even when they're young. The marionette lines, which are the lines that run from the corners of the mouth down towards the chin, are an aging line, and that's an area that usually in our 30s and 40s some people will start to see, and especially in the 50s and 60s. Men have thicker skin, so usually you won't see the lines at quite as young an age unless someone has significant sun damage, and certainly anyone that smokes is going to see even more lines. Smokers will often see lines around the mouth, although even some people who don't smoke, especially women, will start to see the lip lines. And even in their 30s and 40s, some people will start to see lines in their lip area. So I would say certainly the eye area, and for women, around the lips.
Interesting. And lastly, are results immediate or do they progress over time?
The results that we see with the neurotoxins such as Botox or Dysport are fairly immediate in terms of the decreased action of the muscle. But the lines, such as the glabellar lines, those will take a while to fade away. When you think that you've been, 20, 30 years you've been working these muscles, the lines won't disappear immediately, but if you continue with the Botox or the Dysport, you'll start to see that those lines will fade away. The fillers, on the other hand, it's a pretty immediate result. You'll start to see within a day or two improvement in the area that you've injected. It will fill it out, and the line will be significantly less pronounced. With the lasers, it may take some time because the lasers will often be stimulating new collagen, and that can take up to 6 months to see the full result. So the more immediate results are with the Botox and the fillers and any lasers. It's a delayed result, which you will see improved skin rejuvenation with time.
Certainly have appreciated your input and expertise here today, Dr. Martin. Where can our listeners find more information, be in contact, and find you online?
Well, my office is in Coral Gables, and the office phone number here is 305-444-5950. And certainly you can visit my website, which is www.johnmartinmd.com.
Well, once again, Dr. Martin, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio, and look forward to another opportunity to have you back on the show.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. John Martin, an oculoplastic surgeon specializing in eye, facial, and neck rejuvenation based in Miami, Florida. And once again, the website of reference is johnmartinmd.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.